With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Black Bear, Hot Girl Bummer, all the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning, 6:09. A nice day today, less windy, sunny. Highs in the low 50s, and I need to ask Gavin, how's it going at home with the new baby?
It is going well. You know, my wife Kelly is home.
She is, finally. Thank goodness she's home. Lennon, still in the NICU.
Yes, my son Lennon, he's 8 days old.
Oh, my God.
He is still in the NICU. We called in yesterday. We call, like, maybe 3 or 4 times a day because it is...
Sure, you got
he's
it.
All the way down in New Haven, so sometimes we can't make it all the way down there, but we definitely give a call and... How's he doing? And he's doing great. He's getting bigger and bigger every day.
Wow.
So hopefully in a couple weeks he will be home. But I'm like really struggling right now.
With?
The baby came like 6 weeks early. So I wasn't really prepared for this push present.
Yep. Yeah. I didn't even know they existed. But apparently when you have a baby, your significant other is supposed to give you a present afterwards. But it came so quick that you didn't have a chance to get it.
Now, my thing, what I was going to do, and I probably still will do this, is get her some piece of jewelry that has the, you know, the baby's birthstone in it. And originally, he was supposed to be born in April.
Right.
Then it was supposed to be March. Yeah. Hmm. And then it actually came in February. So it kind of really threw like a little wrench in the works. But this has been such a process. It wasn't just a standard go in, have the baby
leave.
Yeah, I know. She was there for almost 3 weeks in the hospital.
This is what I think. Since she was there for almost 3 weeks, she should get a present for each week she was there, which means you need to get her her 3 gifts, and I would do it now while she's home.
Right. I have to get like I feel like I have to get her something like really big or do something like special for her.
I don't know.
Yeah, diamonds. That's it. Just get her like a diamond ring. And that's it.
Well, it doesn't have to be diamonds. I think the birthstone is a good idea.
Now, we did just have a wedding less than a year ago. I gave her plenty of diamonds for the wedding.
Yes, you did.
So I want to do something a little bit different.
Oh, my God. I don't know what you can get her.
We did put this question out on social media, and we got some good answers. Like, Megan said an edible arrangement. Like, get one of those big edible arrangements sent to the house.
No, I hate those. They're gross because it's fruit. I don't like fruit.
You don't like fruit?
Nothing says, thanks for having my kid, like a platter of fruit.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Nope, skip that. Next.
Dawn said... a treasure memory box.
No.
Yeah, you'll put all like the... I kind of like that. All the little keepsakes in there. No. She's very sentimental.
Baby's
so I don't
too
know.
Young. Wait okay. a few months.
All right, how about this one? Kara said a housekeeper.
Yes, you need a housekeeper or I'm thinking a personal chef for a week. She's
a personal
home,
chef?
She's recovering. Get somebody in there to cook her fantastic meals, no?
I'll tell you, no on the housekeeper.
Really?
Yeah, because if she gets comfortable with the housekeeper's always going to be there. You're always
going to have to pay for it.
But maybe just to start, you know, maybe before the baby comes, we can get a housekeeper come in and clean everything up and
before
make sure
the baby
it's all
comes
ready.
Home. Yeah, I don't listen. We need ideas ASAP. I mean, you need to do this today. Stop waiting. You need to do it now. We need to get some push presents.
This is big.
All right, listen. Let's open the phones. Push presents. He needs to do this today, and I think he needs to get 3.
But I need some big ideas.
He needs some great ideas for push presents. Please call us 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Melissa. How are you this morning?
Oh, my gosh. We're well, Melissa. Thank you for calling. We're trying to figure out a push present for Gavin's wife. They just had the baby.
So I think a great push present would be a Pandora bracelet with the baby's birthstone. And every occasion, you can update it with a special bead.
Yes. Does she like Pandora?
That's she does, and she does wear several bracelets, so that would actually be really cool. It's a gift that continues to give.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
And you know what it takes?
And congratulations on the baby.
Oh, thank you so much. We're so happy.
I think that's a great idea because it takes the pressure off of Gavin for every milestone, every anniversary, every birthday, everything. He can just get a Pandora stone.
Exactly. Every vacation, you go away, you get a bead to, you know, signify where you've been. It's a great present.
I love that idea.
Oh, wow. Awesome idea. Thank you so much for calling, and it's something he can get today. I love it. Thank you.
Exactly. You're welcome. You guys have a great day.
All right. You too. 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, it's Adriana.
Adriana, welcome to the show. Help me out. We need some push presents for Gavin's wife.
I actually think the food idea is really great, but you don't even have to hire someone. You can go to literally any grocery store, and they have, like, pre-made dinners already, like, hot, fresh, and ready to go. That is actually an amazing idea. When I had my first, I, like, stocked up on food for, like, 3 weeks.
All right, that's a great idea, but guess what? I'll just take that on, then. If we're not, I will do the cooking, then, because... I don't even want Gavin to have to go to the grocery store.
I want this to be really special for her, you know?
I really wanted whenever, like, get her a basket of her favorite snacks, because when she's sitting at home and, like, just hanging out with the baby and watching TV and stuff, there's nothing worse than craving something right after you had a kid and you don't have it.
That I can do. I think the snacks is a good idea.
Yeah, nothing says I love you like a deli platter. No. But I like the idea of a basket full of...
Like, if she likes a favorite candy or a certain popcorn or something like that, get her, like, everything that she loves, because that's, like, the worst thing ever, and she's going to be so tired, so the disappointment is way worse.
Okay, that's a great idea. I love that idea. Thank you so much.
No problem. Have a great day.
You too. All right, push present ideas for Gavin to give to his wife, 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Good morning, it's Melinda.
Melinda, welcome to the show. We're trying to get some ideas for awesome push presents for Gavin's wife, Kelly, because she just had a baby. Well, they both just had a baby.
I know, congratulations. So, first off, I had a baby this past year, and so did both my sister-in-laws.
Yeah.
All three of us had C-section babies.
Yep.
And I got them push presents because my brothers, you know, God forbid, they even know what a push present is.
Right.
I got them C-section underwear.
Oh.
So I don't know if Kelly got that, but it actually exists. It is the most comfortable thing in the world. You can even order them on Amazon. They're not very expensive. But I think the gift of comfort, because I can tell you right now, she's probably very uncomfortable, would be amazing.
Okay. So, I mean, all right.
It's not a bad idea.
But it's a horrible idea.
But I see the comfort idea, but it just doesn't seem romantic.
No. What
special.
You need to do
True.
Is he needs to order the C-section undies and have your mom give them to her or her sister.
Yeah.
Or get, hey, these are few.
Or maybe a male coworker of yours.
No. Just don't say it's her push present, because that's not a push present. That's just something you got to get.
Add that in somewhere.
What the hell? In fact, that's just, no. You know what? I am going to get the C-section underwear.
Give that to her.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Have a good morning, guys.
Thanks.
No, don't get me wrong. I think it's a great idea, but I'm not sure it should be Gavin's push present. I will give it to her just girl to girl.
Courtney, order them. I promise you she's going to love them.
All right, I'm doing it right now. Thank you for the tip.
Welcome. Bye.
All right, bye. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jen. Who's this?
Jen, it's Courtney. You called me.
Courtney.
Hey, Jen. Walmart Jeff and Gavin are here, too. We're just trying to come up with ideas for push presents for Gavin's wife, Kelly.
Well, you know, after pushing out a couple babies, you feel gross, your belly's, you know, down and everything, but how about a spa day?
Oh, yeah. She would love that. She needs to be pampered, I feel like.
You know what?
You know, you do a spa, a pedicure, a manicure.
All right. You know what? You're breaking up, so I'm going to hang up on you. But that's what we're going for, Gavin. A spa day, jewelry, and slippers. We're nixing the C-section underwear.
I'll buy her the C-section underwear.
No, she doesn't need that.
And we're nixing the deli platter, okay?
Okay?
We got it. Thank you for calling. You can also join in on the conversation on the Courtney and Kiss of the Morning Facebook page. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:41. Hollywood time. Katy Perry's pregnant.
I had to get it out.
Huh? Katy Perry is expecting her first baby with her fiance Orlando Bloom. Last night, she released a music video for a new song called Never Worn White. At the end of the video, Katy stands. It just shows her profile, revealing a baby bump. She's in her second trimester. She also posted a video to Instagram.
There's a lot that will be happening this summer.
So excited.
Not only will I be giving birth, literally, but also, figuratively, I am excited.
Yeah, she's super excited. I will tell you, the big plan was for them to exchange vows in Japan this June, but that has been postponed due to the coronavirus.
Okay, so now we know why they canceled their December wedding.
It could be, because she was pregnant.
Yeah.
That's definitely probably at Walmart, Jeff. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Halsey says she's never doing another interview again because nobody can take a joke. She gave no other reason and didn't tie her decision to anything that happened in particular. Halsey is on tour in Europe and earlier this week said she's done touring after this tour wraps up. I think she's going through something right now, and I feel bad. She has in the past struggled with depression and anxiety, and I feel like that's what's happening.
Where's Halsey been the last 3 years? You can't make jokes about anything anymore.
Well, that's true. You can't. You got to just brush it off.
Yeah, she's just figuring this out now.
You got to just brush it off. And finally, Britney Spears' 13-year-old son, Jaden Federline, who I don't think we've ever heard him speak, ever, right? They're pretty quiet. Spoke out in a shocking new video he posted on Instagram in which he said his grandfather, Britney's dad, can go die and that his mom might just quit music.
I remember one time I asked her, "What, Mom, what happened to your music?" And she was like, "I don't know, honey. I think I might just quit it." I'm like, "What? What are you saying? Like, you know how much bank you make off of that stuff? Like, yeah."
He goes on to say that his dad, Kevin Federline, is literally Jesus and best dad on the planet.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, if you'd like to see that video and, of course, Katy Perry's baby bump and big announcement, go to kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss 95.7.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is 6:50. It is time for good news. Do you have good news? What's going on that's making you happy on the inside or outside? Call us 860-247-9570. Good news. One of my new podcasts just dropped.
Oh, nice.
I do a podcast called Down with Dogs. It's all about dogs, health, and wellness. And I was lucky enough to have psychic medium Angelina Diana stop by the studio.
Wow.
And do psychic readings on dogs past and present. So if you sent me a photo, it is up now. Angelina does health readings and connects with your dogs who have crossed over. But if you didn't get a chance to send me a photo, she does give us tips at the end of the podcast on how to connect with our fur babies on our own.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Tips are invaluable. So you got to check out the podcast right now. There's so many ways to do it. You could tell Alexa to play the Down with Dogs podcast. That's really cool. Or you can just head over to kiss957.com because the Down with Dogs podcast is right up there. Angelina Diana, psychic readings with your fur babies. Love it. That is my good news. Gavin, what's your good news?
Well, I know what I'm going to be doing this afternoon. Listen to that Down with Dogs podcast.
Oh, she read Finn Bears.
She did?
Yeah. I included Finn Bears and Ziggy. Did I Walmart Jeff?
You did, yeah.
Okay, good. I included both of you guys.
I actually edited those out, though, so you won't hear them on the podcast.
Oh, my. Walmart Jeff.
That's like the director's cut.
Yeah. He's also the producer of my podcast.
Nice.
But anyway, I did Finn Bears as well,
cool.
So check it out.
I need to hear that one.
All right, what's your good news, Gav?
So if you're ever like me, sometimes for lunchtime, you're going around maybe thinking fried chicken or maybe tacos. Hey, now you don't have to decide anymore because KFC is blowing people's mind by introducing tacos with fried chicken shells.
Wow.
This is in the test phase right now, but it's a fried chicken shell with lettuce, tomato, and a mix of four different cheeses, and it could be coming nationwide this year.
Interesting.
So,
okay.
Tacos from KFC.
I love it. All right. Walmart's grabbing his heart like he's stroking out.
No,
are you okay? Why are you grabbing your heart?
Oh, I was just thinking about how good that would be.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
good.
That'd be amazing.
Scared me. All right. What's your good news, Walmart?
So I want to thank Courtney for this story. Researchers in Belgium.
I was a joke. You're really going to do it? All right.
Oh. Researchers in Belgium have been working with cows for the last few years trying to figure out if they eat, you know, will help produce less cow farts.
Oh.
So they gave them beer waste, like old grains and stuff like that. And they ate the grains. And after years of research, they concluded that these cows were farting less.
Right. And that, what do they fart? Methane?
I don't know. Gas,
and it's really bad for the environment.
Yeah. So fewer cow farts could help global warming.
However, they're now burping like crazy. Because I don't know about you, but when I drink beer, it just makes me want to burp.
That's it. Well, I'd rather them burp than fart.
Okay.
So there you go. There's your good news.
That's actually good news. Walmart, Jeff, thanks for sharing it with us. Less cow farts, better environment.
Something.
All right. Do you have good news to share with us? Please call us 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
My name's Scott.
John, welcome to the show, John. What's your good news?
I am cancer-free for a year.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
John, congratulations. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
That is absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your good news. I love it.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. Wonderful news. Thanks for sharing. 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is time for a second date update. Basically, you go on a first date. You have a great time, but you don't get a phone call for a second date. You're left wondering, what the hell happened?
Yep.
And you want answers. So it's second date update. We're going to West Hartford this morning. Terry is on the phone. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome to the show. I hope we can get some answers for you.
Yeah, me too.
So, producer says you went on a date with a guy named Lucas. Tell me about this great first date.
Oh, my God. This is... I've always dreamed of trying out axe throwing.
Oh, and ooh.
I know, right?
It's yes.
Like, you feel like you're on Game of Thrones or something. Anyway, Lucas was game, and we went, and it was so freaking fun, you guys. Oh, my God. Really? I cannot tell you how much everyone should try to do this sometime. But anyway, it was a blast, man. I mean... We went, we had a good time, we were laughing, nice. It was kind of ridiculous, but at the same time, you feel like really powerful, you know?
Yes.
It was really, really cool. I had the best time. It was probably one of the best dates I've had in years.
Wow.
And poof, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I mean, how do you go axe throwing with somebody and then you don't hear from them again? It's weird.
Yeah, that's a little strange that he just went, like, silent. I've never been axe throwing. Walmart, have you? You went, and so did Gavin, right?
Yeah. Both you guys have been. Oh, I did for my bachelor party. That was awesome.
I have.
Women, right?
Women shouldn't go axe throwing, though.
What?
No, that's not true. There was a bachelorette party there,
no,
and I went.
There's nothing sexy or attractive about a woman throwing an axe and drinking a beer.
Don't listen to him.
And I'm a redneck.
Harry,
are you kidding me? It's so cool.
Don't listen to him. I think it sounds like fun.
It is fun, you guys. Yeah, lame. It's way cool. There's nothing cooler than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think I'd rather go axe throwing than just, like, sit around at a bar.
Yeah, it's something fun,
right?
Interactive.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good to get to know them, too.
I think we need to call him. I think I need to find out. This is what we're going to do, Terry. We're going to call Lucas. I'm going to ask him what he thought about the date, and I'm just going to tell him to be honest. Like, well, I'm going to just ask him straight up, why haven't you called Terry for a second date? What's going on? And if you're ready for answers, I'm ready to call and get him.
Okay.
She said what?
What are you gonna say? I knew you were gonna say something.
I was just gonna say she sounds like the type of woman that like chews tobacco and
no,
she doesn't. She sounds fun and sweet and like
she sounds fun,
adventurous.
The women shouldn't throw axes.
Stop. That's just because you're afraid of your wife throwing an axe because she would be aiming at you. Okay.
That's why you shouldn't throw axes.
All right, stop. Call Lucas and get the deal from him. All right, we're calling.
Hello?
Hey, Lucas?
Yeah?
It's Courtney.
Walmart Jeff.
Morning, Lucas. It's Gavin.
And we're calling from Kiss 95.7. You're on the radio, Lucas.
Oh, all right.
All right. So I'll tell you why. You're on the radio because we have a little segment that we call Second Date Update. If somebody goes on a first date and they have a great time, like a really good date, but they don't hear from that date for a second date, they call us. And so that's why we're calling you, Lucas.
Okay.
All right. So we got a phone call from a wonderful girl. Her name is Terry. She went on a first date with you. She said it was fantastic. Okay. So you know, did you remember your date with Terry?
Yes, I remember. I remember.
All right.
Okay.
She told us you guys went axe throwing and she had like the best date ever, the best time ever, but doesn't understand why you even called her for a second date.
Yeah, she seemed like she was having a very good time.
Okay.
Okay, so she shows up and she's got like, she's like in flannel and like combat boots, which is, well, okay, that's cool. Like she's like kind of a cute little like lumberjack outfit. I was still down.
Okay.
And then we started getting into the axe throwing and it just got a little kind of, aggressive, I guess. Maybe she seemed so into it that it was kind of frightening, a little on the frightening spectrum. And I had a good time.
Frightening? Seriously, dude? Like, what am I supposed to throw the axe like all daintily? Like, how do you throw an axe? Are you kidding?
No. Yeah. Oh, she's here. Okay.
Yeah,
hi.
She's there.
Yes to no. I mean, you don't scream this battle cry from, you know, like sounds like a dying pterodactyl after everything. I don't know.
Wait, am I supposed to have like one pinky out and a cup of tea in the other hand as I like gently toss the axe? Like, oh,
no,
I just
thought that there was some overkill. You start to get flashes of the Shining scene in your head, and I'm all of a sudden locking myself in a bathroom, and while you bust the door down, it just didn't seem. And look, I have power to you. I'm just a lover, not a fighter, and I guess. I think that. I mean, she suggested going to the gun range next, and I was like, okay.
Wait,
gun range?
I'm good. I'm sure there's plenty of people who might want to indulge.
All right.
Oh my God, who doesn't love just going to the gun range? Wow.
All right.
Wow.
So people that don't shoot guns generally don't like going to gun range.
So wait, stop. Everybody, just take a breath. I don't want this to turn into a fight. Basically, Lucas.
I don't either, obviously.
All right. So you're saying Terry was a little too aggressive for you, and then that's not what you're looking for.
Yeah, maybe just something a little, you know, demure, a little more kind of
ladylike.
Like I said, I'm a lover, not a fighter. So I can only imagine where arguments would go once we were actually in the thick of it.
Wow.
All right. So, well, I guess you got your answer, Terry. Sometimes, you know, there's...
Courtney.
I know.
It's the 21st century. Are you kidding me?
I think it's cool that you can throw an axe in
your
shrinking
violet? Yeah. Wow.
All right, guys. Well, listen, there's the answers. Thank you for both being on Second Date Update.
Yeah. Have a good one, Thor.
Stop.
Thanks, guys.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.